You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Right now, and joining me here on The One, we have the one and only Harry Charles coming to us. We're chatting to Harry about his new album, Movement. Morena to you, Harry. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
I'm very glad to hear. You're in Tamaki Makaurau. You just told me you were doing some grocery shopping. What grocery store do you frequent?
We're at the Pack and Save, baby. Pack and Save.
Nice. Pack and Save all the way.
Yes. It's funny how we're going to talk about movement, and I'm currently driving in the car moving as we speak. So
totally.
It's all tying in together.
Yeah. Maybe you could make a, second album called, Stationary or something, and it's just... one note for the whole album.
It's good. It could be an ambient album.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. Well, there's pockets of ambient here I want to get to in a second, but yes. I will say, Pack and Save, really good prices. What I will say, bad produce section. Very bad produce.
Yes, not the best.
Not the best, but, what can you do in an economy like this? Oh, my gosh. Now, you've likened this album, Movement, which has been out for, a few days to a week?
Yes, it'll be a week tomorrow.
Struth. So it's been out for a tiny amount of time. You've likened the album to a home, with the opening Wandering Water being like someone walking through the front door. I want to know, what would the last track, The Abundant Garden, be? Would that be showing someone out?
So The Abundant Garden is when you finish walking through all the house and you finish seeing all the different songs, all the different rooms, mm-hmm. and you walk out the back door into The Abundant Garden.
Ah, okay, so it is kind of self-titular in that way. It is...
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, cool. And is the person going through this house looking to buy the home, or are they just getting a tour?
They're there to enjoy the home for what it is in that moment, I think.
Not as an asset to put on their portfolio.
We're not too worried about, mortgages.
The album's actually about a landlord looking to get a new property.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, there's some really gorgeous synthscapes here, and I couldn't think of a better example than on the opener. The opening two tracks, in fact, is this very kind of 80s John Carpenter-style foundation with the second track, yep. Titans, developing into a gorgeous piece of deep techno. Is there a version of this album in your mind that carries on those synths and just becomes really intergalactic and fuzzy?
That would be a great idea, to do something like that, to really expand it past what it is now. If I found the time to dive deep like that, I totally would.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I've been writing so much music since finishing the album, so there's plenty of music to come in the future, so that's one thing to know.
Cool. I'm real excited to hear more stuff. And I was quite surprised after the first two tracks to hear voices on when Hold the Wood came on.
Yes.
And The Rise to immediately follow, returning to that. There's pockets of guitar on here and vocals. Is that paying homage to kind of your origins as a guitar-based singer-songwriter?
Exactly, yeah. I spend a lot of time playing guitar. Guitar is my main instrument and has been since I was a child. And so songwriting has always been a part of my life. And I went through a huge songwriting phase for a while, and then I got into electronic music production. And so this is sort of just trying to merge those two worlds together.
Mm-hmm. Did you find that to be difficult, or did it seem pretty straightforward for you?
It was somewhat seamless. Yeah, I think I was sort of well versed in both at the time when writing the album, and it felt like it was what was needed for me to sort of express what I wanted to say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I wrote that, man, and I've said this about the album a few times on the station, but I always find it interesting when albums are just so sprawling and they're genre chameleons, and it's like, how do you, what techniques do you use to make it cohesive? And I think one thing that you used really well was seamless transitions.
Yes, I've always been obsessed with seamless transitions and albums that do that.
Mm.
And I've always wanted to do my best at doing that. Mm. So that was sort of what I was aiming for. I released an album a couple of years ago, and I did it a little bit in that, but this one I really went all out.
Nice. And, you know, there's an art to seamless transitions too, because it's not just, you know, merging the sounds, but it's also when the next track starts, you want to have it relatively clean in case someone's...
Exactly.
And yeah. Especially in this day and age when people are playlisting all the songs and, you know, whatever.
Totally. Yeah. There's a few spots where maybe people might get caught a bit off guard. You know, the song will end, and if it's on a playlist and it goes to another completely different song, it'll sound maybe a little bit random, but it's not going to be, you know... The end of the world.
The vibe I get on this thing is, you know, you said it before, you're trying to marry those two styles that you've been working with. But the way I interpreted this is that it's kind of a love letter to sound in general and how music evolves. Like the sampler, the sample on the closer of the track Rise. That kind of points in that direction. You know, how do you see this album?
Yeah, it's basically a sort of it's a collection of songs that touch base on all the different inspirations of my musical journey. Like, I've always loved so many different types of music, as we all do. Mm-hmm. So it was sort of, I wanted to do a little bit of everything, which is why there's an ambient piece, there's a hip hop track, there's some songs, there's some classic sort of dance music. Because I've always been inspired by everything, so it was my chance to really put a bit of everything into this.
I want to kind of dig down on the track B, which is named after the city of Berlin, which I hear is great, never been. It's a real slow build that plays with these two vocal samples to deliver us an enveloping techno banger. Now, how did Berlin affect your relationship with music, and is the song B what Berlin sounds like to you?
Yeah, I think it affected me in every way possible. I moved there 11 years ago, so I was 21, and it was I moved there to grow as a person and as a musician, and it just treated me in a way where I wouldn't be who I am now, and this album wouldn't be what it would be if I hadn't had that time there. And the sound of B is this classic down tempo, deep organic house sound that I fell in love with while spending time there. So that's, you know, it's a deep underground late night kind of vibe.
When you moved to Berlin, did you anticipate that it would affect you so much? I mean, you said that you went there with some intentions to change yourself as a musician.
Yeah, I had no idea. I mean, I barely knew anything about electronic music. I was obviously spending time in Christchurch before going. As a young person, I was obsessed with drum and bass, because drum and bass is so huge in Christchurch. And in the South Island in general.
I know it's big in Dunedin.
Yeah. And I moved there as a guitarist and a songwriter, and I thought, cool, I'm going to go and, you know, just see what happens and try and create something of myself. And evidently ended up partying a lot, which is the big thing over there. You know, techno and house music is the center point of the music scene there. And so it was from all this time experiencing these nightclubs and experiencing these parties that I decided that I could maybe give it a go and try and do my own little version of it.
If you had to move somewhere else in the world to get re-inspired or to completely change your musicianship, where do you think you'd want to go?
That's a great question. Obviously, I would love to go back to Berlin, which I'll visit every year. But I think Lisbon as well. I feel like Portugal is a nice spot. But if it was to be somewhere kind of different, I'm so obsessed with bossa nova. I would try and, you know, spend time in Brazil and just learn all that sweet, sweet bossa nova jazz.
Yeah, Brazilian music is it's like it's up there in the top five countries that make music. You know?
Oh, it's amazing! They do it so well. I don't know how they do it.
No,
it's incredible and
so good. It's so good. Also, Portugal. I found an interesting thing about Portugal is they basically went like broke, waging endless wars after their empire, and they're actually not that rich of a country for Western Europe. Funnily enough.
Not really, but they're rich in culture.
Which is
so important. You know, such great food, wine, art, music, beautiful beaches, sort of barren countryside. But there's so many quaint little towns with amazing restaurants and stuff. It's a dream.
Yeah, no, I really want to go to Lisbon at some point.
Will
you be doing any touring for this album? You gonna go around the country?
Well, it was on the cards for a little while, but my partner and I are expecting a baby in the next couple of weeks.
Mean.
So that's a big thing.
Congratulations.
That's happening for us, thank you. So winter touring might be off the cards, but potentially later on in the year, once things get back to some sort of normality, I'll think about that. But I'm about to go in on the most precious project I've ever sort of been a part of. If that makes sense. Yeah. Terrible analogy, but you know what I mean.
Which will be dropping in 2 weeks, and we can't wait to... Yeah.
Dropping soon.
Keep an eye on it.
The most purest form, the most purest form of creation.
It truly is. It truly is. Well, I want to thank you for your time and coming on and chatting to me about the new record. I'm definitely going to listen to it a lot more.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
Great to chat.
Likewise. Folks, that was Harry Charles. We're talking about his new record, Movement, which is out now. We're going to play the track B from that new record. And then after that, we'll have a surf report. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.